It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, on a show we like to call Fesco and Dusty here in Kansas City. The Royals play today at 3:08. Pre-game show, Vern's on deck show at 2 o'clock. No drive. Vern's got you for the drive for 30 minutes. And then they hand it off to the Royals Radio Network. You can hear all that action today here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll be at Jefferson's in Lenexa.
That's right. Come on out. Watch the game with us.
That's right.
Get some wing tacos.
I think somebody on the text line said they just call that chicken tacos.
No, I mean, like, take the wing meat. I get chicken. I understand. That's not what I'm doing. I'm taking the wing meat, like, with all the different flavors that Jefferson's has,
skin,
right?
Yeah,
everything,
yeah,
the whole thing, man. Strip that meat off the bone, put it in a shell, and call it a wing taco.
Fair enough. We are kindly enough to be joined by Baltimore's own Ben McDonald. Ben, how are you doing this morning on a Tuesday?
Good morning, good morning. Y'all making me hungry just listening to y'all.
Well,
breakfast time.
You, you got that Cajun accent. Start talking to us about, you know, red beans and rice and etouffee and all that good stuff you had down there in Baton Rouge growing up.
Little jambalaya and crawfish bisque and etouffee, and that's how we roll. I still live down there, too. I just, this time of year, I'm living up in Baltimore a lot, you know. But other than that, I still live down there. So, yeah, my wife's... his father never spoke any English till he was in high school, Cajun French. And so we know all about the cooking and the cuisine down there. So I do miss, there ain't no skinny people in Louisiana, not many of them, even as hot as it is.
Right, exactly. Ben McDonald calling the game also on ESPN2 today. And, you know, I've watched you on a lot of Orioles telecasts over the last couple of years. I think you and Kevin Brown do an amazing job together. It's very entertaining broadcast. And so I've got some information, you know, about the Orioles because I kind of watch from afar. But I'm struggling with this, Ben. Like, why are the Orioles such a big favorite over the Royals in this series?
I think that's a great question.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know why that would be the case. I feel like the Kansas City Royals, when I look at them, and I know the Royals didn't finish the season like they wanted to. You know, I know it was a little bit of struggle losing three of their last four series or whatever, and the offense has been kind of scuffling a little bit. But when I look at the Kansas City Royals, man, I tell you what, look, I knew when we came in there and played you guys early, you know, in April, and of course the Royals came to Baltimore right before that. I did not do that series, but I did the one in Kansas City. And I tell you what, I was impressed one with the pitching. I think the starting pitching for the Royals are just outstanding, you know. And you know, you talk about Lugo's having the year that he's having, and of course we're going to see Cole Reagans today, and Walker's been outstanding. Brady Singer, who I covered at the University of Florida doing college baseball, big time pitching staff, you know. Now I know your bullpen has struggled a little bit, the Royals bullpen, but in the month of September, it's been really, really good. It seemed like it's getting its stuff together in the month of September, you know. And so the Orioles, look, they got some guys back. Obviously, Westberg was hurt, the all-star, you know, second baseman, third baseman. He plays a little bit of both. Got Urias was hurt as well. Mountcastle was hurt. So it's been a lot of the injuries for the Orioles. But I look for this series, to be honest with you guys, I look for it to be a very low-scoring series with some big-time pitchers on the bump. I think runs are going to be at a premium in this series, and I fully expect it to go three games. I really do.
So if Baltimore is focused on Kansas City's pitching, what should Kansas City be focused on in Baltimore?
I think Baltimore is very athletic. It's young, like Kansas City. It's hungry, like KC is. And I think, you know, Corbin Burns has got to be where you start. I mean, Corbin Burns will be on the bump for the Orioles today, and you know, he's as good as anybody. And he, you know, had his struggles in the month of August. We know that. It was probably his worst month ever as a big leaguer. I think he pitched to an ERA a little bit above 7 in 5 starts. But, boy, the month of September rolled around, and he's been a different dude. You know, last 6 starts, I think it's a 1-2 ERA for him. So he sharpened up some of this stuff. I think if you're the Royals, you'd be concerned with Corbin Burns to start with and how you're going to score a few runs on him And the Royals did that. I mean, the Royals scored three on him in one start and two on him in another start. He's faced the Royals a couple of times this year. If I remember correctly, it was Salvador Perez in a three-run homer there in Kansas City in the sixth inning to put him up 3-2 at the time, you know. And so that's where you start. I think the Oriole defense has really started to come around, getting those guys back from injuries. But this is an Oriole team that is playing better. You know, we know about the second-half struggles with the Orioles. They're one of the best teams in baseball the first 3 months of the season. And then all the injuries hit, and you still got three starting pitchers on the IL that aren't coming back, obviously, this year. And that's been a big blow for the Orioles. But as of late, man, I mean, the last two series, they go into New York, win two out of three, and they sweep the Twins to finish the season. So it is a team that is trending certainly in the right direction.
Yeah, let's, you know, discuss kind of going into the postseason. How important is it, Ben, from your perspective, a guy who played the game, to be playing hot baseball going into the postseason?
I think it's so important, and I can speak for the Orioles last year. I mean, last year the Orioles won 101 games. They were the best team in the American League. But if you go back and look where the offense was trending the final eight games of the season last year for the Orioles, it was only averaging a little over two runs per game. Like, the Orioles just kind of limped it into the playoffs from an offensive standpoint last year, and it showed up. I mean, they scored less than four runs per game and got swept by the Texas Rangers. So I didn't like where the Orioles were trending last year. So I think it matters to really be swinging it well or pitching it well. And the good news for the Royals, while the offense hasn't been great, man, the pitching has been off the hook, even through some struggles in the month of September. So that's a good sign. And anytime you can pitch and play defense, and the Royals can certainly do that, you got a chance to win every game. The question is, can Bobby Witt Jr., you know, get it going? Can Salvador Perez, is Pasquantino coming back? We're hearing he may come back, and he's an Oriole killer. He always has been throughout his career, man. If he comes back, he instantly changes that Royals offense, you know. So I think it's always important to be trending that direction. But we always say this: what you did up to this point now doesn't matter anymore. It's what you do this point forward. And so if you were a struggling team and weren't a hot team going in, all it takes is a game to get going, man, and all of a sudden. And I think the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks were perfect examples of that last year. And I've said this a bunch of times: what we thought we knew about the playoffs, what you thought you know about the regular season, you don't really know that, because I'll just take you back to last year when the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Orioles all won over 100 games, and everybody had them the favorite to get there, you know, and neither of the three teams, you know, even advanced out of their first round. Matter of fact, they won a total of one game between the three teams. They were all swept out. Wow. And so it's tough, you know, and so you don't know what you're going to get. It's about who gets hot, man, and the Rangers got hot last year at the right time with a bullpen that wasn't very good, and all of a sudden they got rolling, man, and they go all the way to win the World Series.
That's right. Sounds familiar over here. I have to ask you this question just because it merits it with this matchup. If you could do it all over again in 2019, do you still take Adley Rutschman over Bobby Witt Jr.?
Wow, that question's been thrown around a lot lately, hasn't it? You know what I mean? That was one of those things, man, that you couldn't go wrong, I felt like, either
no
way.
Doubt.
You know, obviously high school kids are a little bit more – I would say a little bit more of a risk because you know college kids a little bit more. But, you know, Rutschman's been a two-time All-Star. Bobby Witt is doing things never been done before by a shortstop, which he had back-to-back 30-30 seasons. Mm-hmm. That's never been done before. Both of them are premium players. Both guys are going to play this game a long, long time. And they play premium positions, too. One's a catcher, one's a shortstop. But I love this matchup. I mean, you're talking about Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson, arguably the two best shortstops in the game. Bobby Witt's probably going to finish second in the Cy Young, and in a normal year, he'd be – or not the Cy Young, in the MVP race, I should say. In a normal year, he'd be the MVP, you know, but Judge is just having one of those Judge kind of years. But he'll finish second, you know, and I think Gunnar Henderson will be in the top five in the MVP in the American League. So this is a fun matchup of the future, not only of these two teams and organizations, but the future of Major League Baseball, because these two young stars, man, they're going to play the game a long time.
All right. Go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, you'd think they'd put their pictures all over billboards and commercials,
know, right?
And advertising.
It should be everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. And look, if these two guys were playing in big, big markets.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up in New York or Chicago, they deal billboards everywhere. You know, Bobby Witt Jr., I look at the numbers and I'm just in awe of this kid. You know, I watch him play and just, I mean, and look, he makes me feel old because I played with his dad for a year, you know? And so to see Bobby Witt Jr. out there doing what he's doing, man, I marvel at how his explosiveness. He's the fastest player in baseball with the sprint speed, you know, number one. The ball comes off the bat. He plays that position. He's really good out there, and he looks like a leader to me. I don't know that much about him, but for a young kid, he just looks like a leader, man. I'm telling you what, and look, people in Kansas City are starting to say, well, he's the best player ever. And I went, wait a minute, I played against a guy by the name of George Brett. He was pretty good, too, you know, ever in Kansas City history, and George was awesome, but man, you got to put Bobby. I know it's early. I know it's early, man. But the first 3 years of his career, I'm telling you what, it just screams Hall of Fame one day if he can stay healthy.
Ben McDonald, ESPN2. Before we let you go, who wins the series and tell me why?
Wow. I honestly, guys, I'd be flipping a coin, to be honest with you, who wins this series. I am up in the air. I would tend to lean two things. Because of the way the Orioles finished and because they're playing at home, I would tend to lean towards the Orioles at home. And if it was in Kansas City, I'd probably say that. I think home field advantage could matter here. But I think this game one, as you guys know, it's so important. And whoever wins game one is probably going to win this series. I just think it's that close between these two teams. So it'd probably be decided today, honestly, whoever pulls it off in game one. And I'm a pitcher, obviously. I love this pitching matchup between Reagans and Corbin Burns. This is going to be a big-time matchup. Two real dudes on the mound. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right about that. And real quick, do you like the three games in one ballpark, or do you prefer a one-game wild card playoff like we used to have?
Well, because it happens so fast, and they want to play three games in a row, it's hard to travel after two games and go somewhere or do a 1-1-1. So I think it's about timing more than it is anything, you know, and that way they get three quick games in a row without a travel day in between. And so that's why they do it, and that's why it's so important to be the number one wild card, right, or have home field advantage because you get an opportunity to have more games at home, you know. So that's kind of where we are right now. I don't know if MLB's got it perfect yet with all the dang off days that you do happen to win your division, you know, but it's here where we are right now, you know, and I think it's pretty fair where it's at.
Ben, we appreciate it. Have a good call on ESPN2. We'll all be watching this afternoon.
All right, guys. Take care. Good talking to you.
Talking to you as well, man. He couldn't convince me either why Baltimore should win. I don't think he thinks Baltimore is going to win this series. Like, I'm still waiting for it, man. 12th in the power rankings, plus 160. Everything's pointing against him. I just don't see it.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.